or a bracelet.
Okay, you want to move those. What do men use to hold up their trousers, particularly old
suspenders?
Did you call those any other term by any chance?
Yeah, it used to be called
that's a
new
one.
I think that's in the dictionary, I'm not sure. Yeah.
That's a new one to me. It's listed here. I hadn't heard that one before. What do you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on a bed, when you, the fancy cover?
Bedspread. Mm-hmm.
At the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Well.
And then, as the days are getting cooler now, you put on top of the bed for extra warmth.
Blanket, extra blanket.
Okay, or maybe the women used to make these things out of patchwork. Now, a kind of makeshift sleeping place put down on the floor that I used to, as a child, used to sleep on. My grandmother, she'd call that a... Back outside again, the flat lowland along the streams, sometimes this place overflows in springtime and is plowed later.
Bottomland.
Okay. Now the low-lying grassland, sometimes there's a low piece running through it. What would you call that? Oh, well, let's see, it's a field that might be good for not really anything other than just raising grass and clover and alfalfa for hay. Not really even used for pasture.
Yeah. Not good row crop ground.
Okay.
Maybe it would be
would you call it a meadow or
something?
Any other term for that?
I'll just call it hay field, probably.
Okay.
Sometimes they use it for hay, you know, cut it for hay.
Now, if it gets watery, say in the spring, would there be a difference?
Yeah, that'd be a bog.
Suppose, this may be very similar, but suppose there was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the year. Would this be the same? What would you call that?
Wetland, there's always places like that that you can't cultivate as soon as you can. Others in the fields, it would be wet spots. So water would stand in and have a hard pan up close to the surface and hold the water pretty well. There's no way for it to drain.
I know a lot of this Mississippi Valley coming up here. I'm sure they have problems with drainage around there and nearby. The place where a salt hay grows along the sea, do you know what that term might be?
Beach.
Okay. What are the different kinds of soils that you have in the fields around here? Suppose that this was part sand and part clay soil.
We have a sandy loam. It's a sandy loam, and then we have got a book here. This soil is.
If it's particularly rich soil like that, any term for it?
Red soil, this clay.
Okay.
I'm at a base clay.
Basically a loam soil.
Yeah.
If you've been out digging, you've made a kind of place that has this long clearance. What might you call that kind of place to let water go out?
Drainage ditch.
Okay. If you've got a neat, deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field, about, say, 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, water will just sort of rush through in the springtime.
That's a gully.
Sometimes like the
ravine or a wash.
There was one in Tuscaloosa that I've been doing some historical work recently.